We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Sooner Sports Network from Learfield, this is Sooner Sports Talk, brought to you by AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. And by Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk.
Blocked by Rashard Adams, who sends it into the front row. Oh!
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, this is Sooner Sports Talk. Here is your host, the voice of the Sooners, Toby Rowland.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. It's a Thursday night. It's time to talk Sooner basketball over the next 60 minutes. Sherry Cole will be alongside in just a little bit, but we're going to start on the men's side of things. And please help me welcome right now the head coach of the Oklahoma Sooners, Lon Kruger, everybody.
Good evening, Toby.
Good evening.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you tonight, sir?
Well, doing all right. Doing all right. Got a lot of work to do, but had a couple good days of practice, so excited about leaving tomorrow for West Virginia and having a tough road game down there.
When I was a kid, I would go to Six Flags, and I would ride something called the Judge Roy Scream. I think it's still there. Doesn't have any loop-de-loops. It just has hills that go up and down like that. Felt like this week, since we've last been together, you've been on the Judge. I think we've all been on the Judge Roy Scream. A 31-point win over Vandy and a loss against Baylor on Monday that went the other way. So it's been quite a ride over the last week, Coach.
It has been. It was think about 8 days ago, and you have the two halves in Stillwater where the first half was not good. The second half was great. Then you got the really good performance against Vandy on Saturday where everyone's, jumped with confidence. Everyone's feeling good. And then just an awful shooting performance. And then I thought that the shooting on Monday night against Baylor, I thought that really affected our energy on the defensive end, too, which you never like to see that. But with this particular group, we're up and down, and we've got to figure out a way to be a little bit more consistent.
I feel like, most of the year you've been pretty consistent. You could disagree with this, but the effort has been there every night, and there's been some comebacks and things, but not as wildly inconsistent as in the last couple of weeks or so. Well,
that's a good point. I thought the two games where we really didn't feel good about our fight, and sometimes that's affected by the other team a lot. I didn't think we fought like we've done all year. This group's really competed. They've really battled. We got kind of out-physicaled against Kansas State. I thought when they took it up a notch in the second half, we didn't respond very well against that. And then I thought Baylor was much more physical than we were on Monday. And again, when a team's more physical, they're playing great, and you're not shooting it well, and you're struggling, it looks like maybe the fight's not there. But I didn't think on those two occasions the fight was at the level that this group had shown consistently throughout the year.
Opening segment with Coach Kruger is always brought to you by Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all of your personal injury needs. We're going to go talk about the Baylor game, but when you got a game, or I mean the Vandy game, when you've got a game like Baylor, where it just doesn't happen. happen for you, and it gets away from you. How do you approach that with a team afterwards? Do you rant and rave? Do you flush it? How do you go forward?
Well, each club is a little bit different. So you have to determine. I mean, our whole objective is to whatever helps them play better, whatever helps them bounce back, whatever gives them the best chance on Saturday. In this particular case, we had a lot of discussions. I thought they did a good job of acknowledging that it wasn't what we are about. It wasn't what we need to be. Again, we can't let just making shots, not making shots, determine our effort, determine our rebounding, determine our body language. And I thought against Baylor it did. So I thought, especially when that happens at home. And we had a good crowd. The crowd was there, and we didn't respond very well. So, I thought the guys felt the appropriate way in terms of, you know, a little bit disappointed, a little bit embarrassed, a little bit, you know, determined to bounce back. All those things enter into one. But this group had some good conversations.
You say conversations. Is this the kind of team where players speak up?
Well, and yeah. Again, we initiate it. You know,
you know,
and again with six seniors, a lot of what we're talking about is you got 10 games, you know, guaranteed here, 10, yeah. 11, and what are you leaving? You know, what are you establishing as your final run through the conference, and that's important to these guys. That's it is most players, most competitors, and I think it's been a good response. But again, we'll find out more on Saturday.
I thought on looking back to that Vanderbilt game, just the opposite end of the spectrum. You played lights out. You shot the ball well. You frustrated them like crazy on the defensive end. You know, it might have been your best all-around performance of the year. Certainly one of them.
I thought in that ball game, majority of our individuals played well and left the game with a lot of confidence and feeling good about, you know, preparation next couple of days, you know, next day for Baylor. But we shot the ball well, we moved the ball well, covered well, rebounded the ball well. So again, I know Vandy was coming off of a really tough loss to Tennessee prior to that ball game, and I thought they opened it up okay. And then when we got it going a little bit, we were able to put together a pretty good run. But then again, you know, didn't respond the way we wanted to on Monday.
I don't know exactly, what has to happen to kind of spark a run, but there has been one major development that has taken place this week for your basketball team, and that is Brady Manick has gotten a haircut.
and that surprised everyone. He came to practice.
It's shaved.
On Wednesday, went back to the old look. I think maybe that was representative of what he wanted the team to do, kind of a fresh look, a fresh start. And the thing, too, we played badly against Baylor. We've won two out of our last three.
Yeah.
You know, which again, is
in dramatic fashion.
But it seems much worse than that. And, again, based on how poorly we played, results that we got against Baylor. And again, so I don't know exactly how to weigh that out, but our attitude is always, we can't let one game, win or lose, affect the next one, and so we're trying to bounce back, put a good slant to it, trying to encourage them from an effort, enthusiasm, determination, fight, focus, all those things that you're looking for in every ball game, and it'll bounce back and make sure we do it to the highest level on Saturday.
All right, let's take an opening timeout. Well, coming up, we're going to talk about West Virginia. The Sooners are headed to Morgantown for an 11 a.m. tip off this Saturday, and we'll start to take some of your questions. You can tweet us. The Academy Sports and Outdoors inbox is at OU on the air. Best Twitter question tonight is getting a $50 gift card here to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. We'll be back right after this. To the glass, up and in to James. He'll fire a left wing three. Calixte's got it. Three to shoot down the lane. Got deep off the glass and in. Aaron Calixte, a strong move. Odoms into the paint alone. Jump stop. Got a defender in the air and banked it in. And one. Manick open. Doesn't shoot. Steps right. Now he'll fire. Contested. Knocked it down. Jamal Bienemy, four assists. Three steals in the first half. Give him five assists. Odoms into the paint, to the rim, layup good.
One-on-one against Neesmith. Oh, he shook him. Shoots from the elbow, and he knocked it down. Into the post, McNeese. Jump stop, hook shot, good. Breakaway, if he can get control of it. He does, and he lays it in. Ohana's pulling, doing work. Here comes Giha down the right wing. Again to the lane. Floater's good. Reynolds lob. Poehler slams it. And you can unhitch the wagon.
Attention, light beer drinkers. A message from Bud Light. You've gone far too long without knowing what ingredients are in your beer. And that's a shame, because beer is pretty great, especially when it's made with great stuff. And Bud Light is made with the best stuff around. Which is why, beginning in February, Bud Light is putting an ingredients label on our packaging. Because it's the right thing to do. And because you deserve to know your beer's ingredients. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, ABC, in Lawrence, Missouri.
This is Academy Sports and Outdoors, a store with low prices like you've never seen, and a huge sports and outdoor selection of top brands like Adidas, Shimano, Rawlings, Columbia, and more, all at guaranteed lowest prices because we're a sports and outdoor store like you've never seen. Until now, visit us in-store or at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all for less.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan intelligent mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Right, is this your best climbing gear?
No, but it's okay.
Did you just say okay?
Relax. What's the worst that could happen?
The rope could snap.
Well, what's the second worst thing that could happen?
Networks, like climbing gear, should never be just okay. AT&T is America's best wireless network, according to America's biggest test. Now with 5GE. More for your thing. That's our thing. Claim based on GWS 1 score September 2018. Excludes crowdsourced studies. Limited 5GE availability. May not be available in your area. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
You're live with Small Town Gail talking about the purchasing power in Purcell at Patriot Ford.
Hey Gail, this is Kevin.
Kevin? Do you know Kevin from Patriot Ford, the best small town dealer in the state?
Yes, Gail.
Then you know that Patriot Ford treats everyone like family, supports every school fundraiser, and sponsors the OU Patriot of the game.
Gail, it is Kevin from Patriot Ford.
Oh, hey Kevin.
I called to tell people.
When looking for your next car, take exit 95 off I-35 to Patriot Ford. Consider it done.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
This is Toby Rowland for Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. There's only one thing I love more than pizza, and that's free pizza. With Pizza Hut, you can earn free pizza with their new Hut Rewards loyalty program. Unlimited points toward free pizza with every dollar you spend online. $1 gets you 2 points. Just 250 points gets you a free large pizza of your choice. Why wait to start earning free pizza? Sign up now at pizzahut.com/hutrewards.
And Outdoors, preferred sporting goods retailer of Oklahoma Athletics. Dr. Tim Shannon and Dr. Mark Revels at Orthodontics Exclusively are proud to present the junior captain of the game. For info on how your child can become the next junior captain, go to orthoexc.com. The Sooner Sports Podcast is your all-access audio pass to Sooner Sports. Listen as Chris Plank and I talk all things Sooners. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Friday, and all you have to do is subscribe to get all the Sooner talk you want and need delivered right to your phone or iPad. Log on to Soonersports.tv/podcast to listen to old shows and subscribe to always get the newest episodes. The Sooner Sports Podcast is presented by Allstate and Riverwind.
And we welcome you back to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue at Sooner Sports Talk. Brought to you by AT&T. It'll be the Sooners and the Mountaineers coming up Saturday morning in Morgantown. That's an 11 a.m. Central Time tip-off on Saturday, and it will mark the halfway point of conference play. And so, Coach, it's time for all of us to start talking about March Madness. You know, it's February 1st tomorrow. So do you have a feel for what you got to do between here and the wire to get in the dance, or do you think about that at all?
Well, we certainly don't talk too much about it with the guys. Our attitude is always, the next one is a must-win situation. I think that's the only healthy way to look at it. Again, because of the great, you know, non-conference portion of our schedule, we put ourselves in position to have a run at it from this point. But we still have to win games, obviously. But with our guys, every game we treat every one of them exactly the same. It's the most important one. It's the only one they're concerned about, and we approach it like we need to win it. So I think that's the only healthy way. When you start thinking, well, we need two more, or we're okay, or whatever, you know, you always just want to play the best you can each time out. And again, hopefully that bar keeps raising. And again, we've been up and down so much that we need to work on being a little bit more consistent with it.
Leave all the speculation to all of us on sports radio. We got plenty of time on our hands to do that.
It's a good part of the year, though. It's great conversation. And that's why, you know, it's such a great event. People love talking about it and love projecting what if this, what if that. But with the players, they just have to go out and play.
There's a new metric this year, the net rankings, which for years and years and years we've heard about the RPI, and this is supposed to replace that. I don't know if you've studied it too much. Do you think it's accurate? Is it a good one?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's just taking into account a lot more, you know, variables, a lot more things. It'll be interesting to see how in the end it turns out, but everyone's got their opinions, and you can try to computerize it and put a value to everything. Yeah. But in the end, you know, there's going to be 68 teams in the field, and there's going to be the 69th and 70th one. Everyone's going to think they should have been in from those schools.
Sure.
So it's a subjective thing in the end. But that's why you've got 10, 12 committee members. And believe me, I think everyone knows they work really hard at it, mm-hmm. and they do a great job. And still, people are going to be disappointed, and some people are going to feel very good.
Isn't it interesting how mathematically complicated it is now? They've got, I mean, for those who follow it, you know this, but there's quadrant one wins and quadrant two wins and quadrant three and quadrant four. All of your metrics are great. I think you've got top five strength of schedule. You've got the second or third most quadrant one wins in the country. You haven't even played a single quadrant four game, much less have a bad record down there, which is amazing. You've got to be the only major conference team that could say that. So you're in a good spot, but your point is, if we don't play better basketball,
that's true.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. So. No, exactly. We've got to play better. We've got to get better. In this league, you've got to get better. And our guys know that. Again, Coach Shep worked hard on putting together the non-conference schedule, and he allowed us to, because the guys did play well and did win those games, to be in the position that we're in right now based on the metrics. But still, have to play better basketball.
All right, let's take a look at the upcoming schedule brought to you by Red Carpet Charters. And the Sooners, as I mentioned, will be in Morgantown Saturday. Then two more home games next week. On Monday night, again, it'll be Iowa State. Then a Saturday visit from Texas Tech. And then you're right back on the road for two at Baylor and TCU. 10 more regular season games remaining. Down the stretch we come. That Saturday-Monday turnaround that you had this week, you got it again the next 2 weeks. So I know that it's a time crunch on you, and I'd be fascinated to have a 48 hours behind the scenes with you guys as you get ready for the next game. But three straight big Monday games here for you.
And it's a little bit different for both teams the second time through. You know, when you play a team the first time with a Saturday-Monday, there's a lot more you know, unknown because he hadn't seen him before. Sure. Of course, when you play him a second time, you've got the previous encounter, like with Baylor, for instance, a couple weeks. You know, that previous encounter will be able to gain a lot from that, as will Baylor. But we've got more to gain than they do, so maybe that's an advantage for us. But, yeah, it's a quick turnaround. Once that game ends on Saturday, it's fast forward in preparation for and, again, it's not just Monday night, but you got to be prepared also for practice the next day at 2 o'clock. You know, we play Saturday afternoon or evening, and Sunday at 2, we got to put in everything with our guys that we need to going into the game for Monday. So it's not like a full 48 hours. You got maybe 24 in preparation as it's presented to the players.
Before we talk about West Virginia, I wanted to kind of give a tip of the cap or shine the spotlight on Hannes Poehler real quick, because he got in for you against Vanderbilt and had a nice run late in that game and is a team favorite. I think what was fun for the crowd is to watch the team's reaction when Hannes played well there late.
Hannes is outstanding. He's a guy that hasn't played many minutes and but invariably, it is great to see the response of the players. They like him so much, and they know how hard he works every day in practice. And he's getting better all the time. He's just a big guy, and sometimes those big guys develop a little bit later. The speed of the game is a little bit fast for him at this time with his size. But the outstanding attitude. I mean, every day he's the happiest guy in practice. He's working the hardest. He's thanking the coaches for their time after practice and is excited about the next day. So can't have a better guy than Hannes.
He's a fun kid. All right, let's take a timeout. We'll talk about West Virginia when we come back. Sooners and Mountaineers coming up Saturday up in Mountain Mama Land up there in Morgantown. We'll be back.
Attention light beer drinkers. A message from Bud Light. You've gone far too long without knowing what ingredients are in your beer. And that's a shame, because beer's pretty great, especially when it's made with great stuff. And Bud Light is made with the best stuff around. Which is why, beginning in February, Bud Light is putting an ingredients label on our packaging. Because it's the right thing to do. And because you deserve to know your beer's ingredients. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right, is this your best climbing gear?
No, but it's okay.
Did you just say okay?
Relax, what's the worst that could happen?
The rope could snap?
Well, what's the second worst thing that could happen?
Networks, like climbing gear, should never be just okay. AT&T is America's best wireless network, according to America's Biggest Test. Now with 5GE. More for your thing. That's our thing. Claim based on GWS 1 score September 2018. Excludes crowdsourced studies. Limited 5GE availability. May not be available in your area. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
When the lane's packed on the court, you go to the open player. When the lane's packed on the highway, you go to ProPilot Assist, the 2019 Nissan Rogue. Now with available Nissan Intelligent Mobility technologies like ProPilot Assist that can start and stop in highway traffic all on its own. Nissan Rogue, for the win. Get to Nissan, proud partner of Oklahoma Athletics. ProPilot Assist is an available feature and cannot prevent collisions. Always monitor traffic conditions. Keep both hands on the steering wheel. See owner's manual for safety information.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
There comes a time when exceptional talent rises to the occasion. And for Oklahoma, that time is now. OU Medicine is Oklahoma's premier academic health system. With a team more than 12,000 strong, we provide comprehensive specialty care for every stage of life. Research-driven, we're pioneering today's breakthroughs and discovering tomorrow's cures. OU Medicine, leading healthcare.
For the past 50 years,
Boyd's Recreational Vehicles has been a staple in Oklahoma, not only offering the highest quality of RVs, but also providing you with outstanding service and accessories with over 20 service bays and a fully trained staff to get you back to your favorite campground, enjoying those campfires and s'mores. Floyd's, just one exit south of the Riverwind Casino on I-35, exit 104.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
Fans, from the coin toss to the final quarter, stay refreshed with an ice-cold Coca-Cola as you cheer on the Sooners. Coca-Cola, taste the feeling. Walden Cleaners has three generations of knowledge that ensure the highest in quality detergents and cleaning methods are used, along with the most advanced equipment. Walden Cleaners and Laundry, where the difference is quality. Home to a luxury hotel, fine dining, top-name concerts, and never-ending rewards, Riverwind, still the one. We'd like to thank our OU community outreach partners, Landers Auto Group, Devon Energy, OU Medicine, and Coca-Cola. The University of Oklahoma Athletics is one with you.
Well, just announced tonight, Blake Griffin, a reserve for the NBA All-Star Game. It will be Big Blake's sixth appearance as an NBA All-Star, and well-deserved. He's having a fantastic year with the Detroit Pistons. And, coaches, you look at Blake and Buddy and Trey. I mean, this week's pretty indicative of the years they've had. Look at that. Blake went for 35 against Dallas on Friday. Buddy went for 26 against Memphis on Friday. Trey had 30 points, 8 assists against Portland on Saturday. It's really amazing what those young men have done.
They've been unbelievable. And, certainly, Blake is an all-star, and Buddy in his third year is having a fantastic year. Shooting the ball, I watched he against Trey last night. You know, the Hawks were playing in Sacramento, and both played great. Buddy played great, shooting like 46, 47% from three. I think Trey's, really had a good stretch here lately, a good rookie year, but especially lately, been playing really well, and great to see all three doing super.
All right, welcome back here to Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue. Last segment with Coach Kruger, and then Sherry Cole's waiting in the wings. I got some questions that have piled up on me here. This is from Brandon Dobransky. Knowing West Virginia's full court press defense, how much has the team been practicing press break?
Always when you play West Virginia, you got to be ready for that, even though this year they're not pressing a tenth as much as they have in the past years. That's been their identity in the past. This year, not so much, but they've gone to it in several games, so you got to be ready for it. Again, they still, even though they don't do it the same way they've always done it, still very physical, still rebound the ball like crazy, will press at times, so you have to be ready for that.
I got a Baylor question here from Dan. What was keeping the guys from driving to the basket? They had 6 fouls midway through the first half.
Yeah, we got the ball in the paint a lot. Again, didn't always finish the opportunities that we had. We've got to do a little better job of getting the result, not just getting the ball into the middle, but also getting the result as well. So, again, Baylor's very physical. Did a good job. We didn't do what we needed to do.
Crimson Spin on Twitter. I like this one. This is going to be the winner of our $50 gift card tonight because we can ask both coaches this. 5 seconds to go. You're down 3. Who's taking the shot?
Well, right now, it's we've got some options there, of course. Christian James, Brady Manick, Aaron Clickstay starting to shoot the ball well. But if you need a 3, it's probably going to be one of those 3 guys.
What if it was in your tenure at OU? You can choose anybody who's played here during your coaching.
Well, I think the best shooter in college basketball, of course, was Buddy. The year that he had.
That's a good answer.
That's a pretty safe answer right there. And I think he's becoming quickly one of the top 3 or 4 shooters in the NBA. So yeah. What a great, third year, option year. It's great to be doing that.
That's
in
right.
Your option year. So really happy for Buddy.
Buddy's about to get paid. all right, West Virginia, Saturday morning, 11 a.m. You mentioned a little about how they're not pressing. pressing as much this year. They've had a rough go of it in conference play. What do you think of Bob Huggins' team?
Again, very physical. They'll play extremely hard. They get up and deny some things. They're always looking to steal the ball. Rebounding is always a key with those guys. They'll beat you up in the paint. It's going to be a physical game. That's what they do. That's what they establish. That's what they do offensively. So we've got to be, again, coming off of a couple games that were physical that we didn't handle very well. I told our guys, that's a good challenge for us. We've got to respond to that type of play, and we're playing maybe the most physical team in the league on Saturday.
They're big. I mean, Haley, you saw there, plays a lot of point guard for them. I think he's 6'7". And then they got a couple of guys like Beadle Bolden. I don't know what his physical status is, but Beadle Bolden and Lamont West, who can be really streaky.
And have shot the ball very well against us. So, yeah, we've got good memories of them shooting the ball well, or bad memories of them shooting well. But they're very streaky, percentage-wise. Not anyone in the 40s, but ability to, you know, like West makes 5 out of 7 or 8 last night in Ames. So coming off a very hot game for him.
Before we let you go, I wanted to ask you about your jacket you're wearing tonight. It's Coaches versus Cancer, and everybody's seen you in the white tinnies with the gold shoestrings the last couple of weeks or so. And this is a cause that I know is near and dear to your heart. I couldn't believe you said it's been 25 years now you've been a part of this.
Yeah. Huh? Well, for the organization started when Norm Stewart had his bout with cancer back in the late 80s, early 90s. That's how the organization got started, and Coaches versus Cancer became the signature event of the NABC, the National Organization of Basketball Coaches. And so coaches all over the country. That last week was identified as Coaches versus Cancer Suits and Sneakers Week, and it raised over $115 million in that 25
wow.
years, and a lot of research dollars, but also a lot of awareness and getting more people involved. And from a grassroots standpoint, everyone's been touched by cancer in one way or another, family, friends, whatever. So everyone's on board, and the coaches throughout the country do a terrific job.
West Virginia on Saturday, then it's back home, folks, against Iowa State. Really good Iowa State team again on Big Monday, 8 o'clock in the Lloyd Noble Center on Monday night. Coach, good luck. Appreciate you being here
tonight.
Thanks,
Toby. Thank you.
Lon Kruger, everybody. We'll take a break. Sherry Cole next here at Rudy's. Sooner Sports Talk brought to you by AT&T.
Attention light beer drinkers. A message from Bud Light. You've gone far too long without knowing what ingredients are in your beer. And that's a shame, because beer is pretty great, especially when it's made with great stuff. And Bud Light is made with the best stuff around. Which is why, beginning in February, Bud Light is putting an ingredients label on our packaging. Because it's the right thing to do. And because you deserve to know your beer's ingredients. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
Right, is this your best climbing gear?
No, but it's okay.
Did you just say okay?
Relax. What's the worst that could happen?
The rope could snap?
Well, what's the second worst thing that could happen?
Networks, like climbing gear, should never be just okay. AT&T is America's best wireless network, according to America's biggest test. Now with 5GE. More for your thing. That's our thing. Claim based on GWS 1 score September 2018. Excludes crowdsourced studies. Limited 5GE availability. May not be available in your area. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
This is Academy Sports and Outdoors, a store with low prices like you've never seen, and a huge sports and outdoors selection of top brands like Adidas, Shimano, Rawlings, Columbia, and more, all at guaranteed lowest prices because we're a sports and outdoor store like you've never seen. Until now, visit us in-store or at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all for less.
This is Toby Rowland for Pizza Hut, the official pizza of the Sooners. There's only one thing I love more than pizza, and that's free pizza. With Pizza Hut, you can earn free pizza with their new Hut Rewards loyalty program. Unlimited points toward free pizza with every dollar you spend online. $1 gets you 2 points. Just 250 points gets you a free large pizza of your choice. Why wait to start earning free pizza? Sign up now at pizzahut.com/hutrewards.
At Marianne's Rentals for special events, they'll take it to the hoop for you. They'll hit the three-pointer to make you happy. When you call Marianne's Rentals for special events at 751-3100, your next corporate event, birthday, wedding reception, holiday party, or any special event will be a slam dunk with Marianne's. They'll give your special event the full court press to make it the best ever. If your special event needs that fadeaway jumper at the buzzer for the win, call Marianne's Rentals for special events, 751-3100. It's up and it's good.
You're live with Small Town Gail talking about the purchasing power in Purcell at Patriot Ford.
Hey Gail, this is Kevin.
Kevin? Do you know Kevin from Patriot Ford, the best small town dealer in the state?
Yes, Gail.
Then you know that Patriot Ford treats everyone like family, supports every school fundraiser, and sponsors the OU Patriot of the game.
Gail, it is Kevin from Patriot Ford.
Oh, hey Kevin.
I called to tell people.
When looking for your next car, take exit 95 off I-35 to Patriot Ford. Consider it done.
Cruisin' Auto Spa, Car Wash, Detail, and Oil Change Center. Cruisin' now offers unlimited car wash packages starting at only $18 a month. They also offer unlimited inside and out wash packages for $37 a month. Cruisin' provides a comprehensive oil change service that comes with a free car wash and vacuum. Located at 1235 West Main in Norman, they also offer a 7-day clean car guarantee. If it's dirty, bring it back. Visit them online at cruisinautospa.com.
Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue is the home of Sooner Sports Talk with Lon Kruger and Sherry Cole every Thursday night. Rudy's Country Store, bringing you the best in barbecue. Honor your Patriot by nominating them for the Patriot of the Game at patriotford.com/hero. Patriot Ford, just 10 minutes south of Norman in the heart of Oklahoma. I-35, exit 95. We want to thank all our Sooner Radio Network affiliates across the state and region. Fans can check out Soonersports.com for the affiliate in your area. And if you're traveling outside the state of Oklahoma, you can listen to all the action on either Sirius XM Radio or by downloading the TuneIn app and listening for free.
Welcome back to Rudy's, everybody. It's Sooner Sports Talk brought to you by AT&T. We've had a coaching change. You can't see her because she's camouflaged, but please welcome Sherry Cole, everybody.
Got jokes tonight, Toby.
Trying to lighten the mood a little bit. trying to lighten things
Anything
up.
Anything you can do, buddy. Well appreciated.
It was a rough week. I thought you had them last night. Coach, 11-point lead, early second half, shooting the ball well.
Yeah, we thought we had them too. Three times we went up 11, and that free throw line came back to bite us every time.
What was your overall assessment last night?
You know, we did some really good things. We attacked their pressure, and I thought we looked like we had more poise offensively on certain possessions than we've had in a while. We had turnover-itis late. We got tight and started panicking. We went up 11. They called a timeout, and we turned it over four possessions in a row. Nonsensical things, too. Like, one of them was passing up a layup. It was just crazy. And I think that just comes from being really young and feeling, you know, we're really close, and what if, and you allow yourself to start playing not to lose rather than playing to win.
Foul trouble was a big bugaboo for you last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, Maddie Williams got her 11 minutes. I told her today she should be nice and fresh in practice. It was unbelievable. And I really do believe Maddie was poised for a big game. She just had that feel about her and shot a mid-range jumper. And I start to say it's the second quarter, but she may have already been on the bench by then. But early in the game, that just looked, had great rhythm. You know, you can just tell when guys have a pop about them. Yeah. And she went and got an offensive board that was just, you know, beastly, and it was just one of those nights. But she didn't get a chance. She didn't get a chance to get going at all. So that was tough. We ended up having three players foul out, and just a rugged night. And KU, give them credit. They made 32 of 34 free throws. Who does that?
It's unbelievable.
It was crazy. And it was interesting, though. I'm standing on the baseline during pregame introductions, and they're introducing our team. Freshman, sophomore, freshman. Mm-hmm. And then they introduce Kansas team, senior, junior, and the difference in the final 3 minutes was just that experience on the floor, their senior point guard taking over and our freshman point guard started getting a little bit rattled, and it was just it's just one of those things you got to grow through. You know, we played better in many, many phases, but you can't send a team to the free throw line that many times, and you can't turn it over like we did.
When you're not hitting threes, you can practice shooting threes. When you're struggling at the free throw line, you can practice free throws. What do you do to remedy turnovers?
Oh, goodness. If you could, a growth hormone, maybe.
All right. What other options do you have?
You try to slow the game down, and it's so hard to even talk about because it's so multifaceted. And especially difficult in this day and age when young players are trying to tune out all the outside noise that jumps on their back, along with trying to figure out what's the defense doing and where's my teammate going and what decision do I make right now. And, oh, I hope we win this game. And then who's going to be on me about it and all the stuff that goes with that. It's just a lot for 18-year-olds to manage, and if you could just somehow quiet the noise, you know, just let their minds take a big deep breath and clear out a little bit, they wouldn't commit so many of those turnovers. They watch them on film, guys, and they're just like, oh, what was I doing? Why did I? And of course they don't mean to do that. Of course they're not doing it intentionally. They just get so wound up, and typically it's from going too fast. They get sped up here. Maybe their bodies don't look like they're going really fast, but their brains are. And again, that's age and experience and having a little bit of something good happen. You know, just a little bit of something good. Just Maddie doesn't get that charge late, or Kansas misses a free throw. You know, just something good that happens can sometimes alleviate some of that clutter in your head.
Especially for a freshman, when you're going from high school to college, everybody's just a little bit faster than they were. Everybody's just a little bit taller than they were. And that, when you're in non-conference play early on, it's a shock to the system. And then you're like, all right, I got to figure it out. And then you get into conference play, and you got Baylor and Texas, and everybody's bigger. And the pass that worked in high school, or the pass that worked early in the year, there's a hand there this time.
Oh, for sure. And I think, too, game plans, you know, you get in conference, and coaches are really good, and everybody scouts really hard, and you're familiar with everything. And they've all recruited all the same group of players. Everybody's been watching them play in the summers. And so the game plans come around. And now, you know, you got a couple of guys that people are backing up on, a couple of guys people have fallen all over the place. And now everything feels different. Even though it'll still work, it just feels a little different. And you get sped up. And that's a problem. It's just a lot to handle for young, young minds. And if, again, if you have something good go your way, you know, who knows? The line between winning and losing, being hard and easy, is really fine sometimes. And if you just can get one of those where you got one more point than the other guy, everything might turn on a dime.
Three of the next four at home, starting with Texas on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Quick bedlam trip up to Stillwater, and then the Sunflower State rivals will come in one after another, K-State and Kansas. Back to last night, though, against Kansas. Shayna Pellington played really well for you. 25 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists.
She got going in transition for sure, and that was a problem for Kansas. She was able to get to the rim, and she had a couple of perimeter shots as well. Defensively, I got to be honest, she's got to be better. I mean, she just got to guard the ball better and got to be more trustworthy on help side. And we had a lot of disconnected defensive possessions because the trust wasn't there from one player to another. And that's how ball screens get going, and they hurt you because you don't guard a ball screen with two guys. You guard a ball screen with five. And we just were halfway in, which is one of the things that young guys do when they get a little scared and a little nervous. They're not quite comfortable with leaving that shooter, but they're not quite willing to get all the way in to help, so they're in between, and both of those things are available. No, it doesn't do you any good. And they know when they watch it on film, they see it, but it's hard to do. There's that clip of Maddie that I was just referring to, that big-time jumper she made.
21 assists last night. Got to be happy with that, too. That's a bunch.
Yeah, we shared the ball really well. That's what I was referring to earlier about the cadence of our offense and the decisions and the reads. Kansas is a very good defensive team. Very good. They're athletic and, as I mentioned, all upperclassmen, all senior-laden. They get out and pressure you with a lot of speed, and they're a good rotation team. Very sound man-to-man defense. They deny you and put a lot of heat on the ball. I thought we handled it really well. We had possessions where we just did exactly what we wanted. Fill and a back cut and an extra pass to Taylor in the corner for a three and some really good stuff. And then we'd have those possessions where we shot ourselves in the foot.
I'm going to ask you an uncomfortable question, maybe.
That's what I live for, Toby. Let's go.
You've gone to 19 straight NCAA tournaments. How hard is this year for you? How's Sherry Cole dealing with this year?
It's not fun, I can tell you that. It's hard, but our team is 18 and 19 years old, and they're learning how to play basketball. And we knew it was going to be a challenge, and especially when we started the year with Anna being out for the entire first semester. So you have one guy on your team with experience, and then there's pressure on that guy to, whether it's self-imposed or from the outside, doesn't matter. That pressure is felt, and then she's not playing very well, and then the freshmen feel even more pressure to perform, and so you just have this thing that that gets a little bit hard to manage for a bit. But our guys have hung in there, and as coaches, that's all you can ask of them. And, you know, we're continuing to try to get better and see how good we can get by the end of the year and build a foundation and see what can happen.
This is you've been doing this for a while, but this is an odd spot, you know, for you. I mean, not
lucky me.
Yes, lucky you. I mean, that's to your credit. This is an odd spot. So has there been some points of this year, even though you've been doing this, where I'd be like, man, I've been through this in a long time. How do we deal with this situation now?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And every single day we're looking for what does our team need today? What can we do for them today? How can we make this a little bit better for them today? And there are no easy answers. There's not a textbook for it. You can't Google it and figure it out. You just got to feel your way through it. And kids are kids, and they grow when they're ready to grow. You know, you just keep teaching, and when the student is ready, they learn, and that's all you can do. It's just interesting to me. You know, people say like this, how do you deal with it? And you know, like the, you know, it's the worst thing that ever happened. Well, it's no fun for anybody, but you can't look at it and go, why is this happening? Unless you look at, why did I get Felicia Whaley? Why did I get the privilege of coaching Felicia Whaley? And why did I get the privilege of coaching Stacey Dales? And there are so many really
Courtney Paris.
Yeah, some great, great things. And it all evens out. We are so fortunate that it's been 19 years since we've ever even had to think about anything like this. And so you just take a deep breath and go to work every day and get back on top of it.
You're not mad at me, right? That was we're good.
I don't
still
like you very much.
That was a very interesting answer. We'll take a break. We'll talk about the upcoming showdown with Texas when we come back here at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue.
Attention light beer drinkers. A message from Bud Light. You've gone far too long without knowing what ingredients are in your beer. And that's a shame, because beer is pretty great, especially when it's made with great stuff. And Bud Light is made with the best stuff around. Which is why, beginning in February, Bud Light is putting an ingredients label on our packaging, because it's the right thing to do. And because you deserve to know your beer's ingredients. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, ABC in Lewis, Missouri.
This is Academy Sports and Outdoors, a store with low prices like you've never seen, and a huge sports and outdoors selection of top brands like Adidas, Shimano, Rawlings, Columbia, and more, all at guaranteed lowest prices because we're a sports and outdoor store like you've never seen. Until now, visit us in-store or at academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, for all for less.
Right, is this your best climbing gear?
No, but it's okay.
Did you just say okay?
Relax. What's the worst that could happen?
The rope could snap?
Well, what's the second worst thing that could happen?
Networks, like climbing gear, should never be just okay. AT&T is America's best wireless network, according to America's biggest test. Now with 5GE. More for your thing. That's our thing. Claim based on GWS 1 score September 2018. Excludes crowdsourced studies. Limited 5GE availability. May not be available in your area. Learn more at att.com/5G for you.
Nothing about being a police officer is routine. But with so many drunk drivers, some days feels like a broken record. Every day, I pull over another one. Sometimes it's the same one. Seems like some people never learn. If I keep pulling them over, maybe they will. Drive sober or get pulled over. Let's end DUI. Brought to you by the Oklahoma Highway Safety Office and Department of Public Safety.
A lot of things have happened in 50 years. Companies come and go, but there is one company that has stood the test of time. Floyd's Recreational Vehicles has been located in Norman and has become one of Oklahoma's oldest family-owned organizations. 20 acres of RVs, RV storage, RV parts, and of course, the home of the free RV inspection in one of their 20 service bays. Floyd's, located just one exit south of the Riverwind Casino on I-35, Goldsby Exit 104.
There comes a time when exceptional talent rises to the occasion. And for Oklahoma, that time is now. OU Medicine is Oklahoma's premier academic health system. With a team more than 12,000 strong, we provide comprehensive specialty care for every stage of life. Research-driven, we're pioneering today's breakthroughs and discovering tomorrow's cures. OU Medicine, leading healthcare.
I'm traveling a lot, always have a craving for Whataburger. I had to make a connection in Houston, had about an hour. Whataburger just opened at Terminal B. Boom, I need to have a patty melt. The creamy pepper sauce, Monterey Jack cheese, bread's toasted. Grabbed my patty melt, started rushing it back. By the time I got there, the lady was just closing the door. She sees my bag, she goes, sorry, but if you give me your Whataburger, I'll let you on the plane. And I told her, put me on to the next flight. And I was late for work, but it was worth every bite. I don't think anything tops a patty melt at Whataburger.
With the new OU Visa credit card from MidFirst Bank, you can make purchases and earn rewards while also supporting the OU Sooners. Plus, you'll enjoy a low intro APR on purchases and balance transfers for the first 12 billing cycles. The OU credit card is available exclusively at MidFirst Bank. So apply today at midfirst.com/OU Sooners and put some boomer in your purchases. MidFirst Bank, true to your money.
When you can't be at the game, Sooner Sports TV's got you covered. On the air and online at Soonersports.tv. Sooner Sports TV, presented by our cornerstone partners, Anheuser-Busch, OU Extended Campus, and OU Medicine. Log on to Soonersports.com for information about joining the Sooner Junior Kids Club, presented by OG&E, and brought to you in part by Orthodontics exclusively. The Oklahoma Highway Safety Office is a proud sponsor of OU Athletics and wants to remind you that together Sooners can end DUI. Visit enduiok.com for more information.
All right, welcome back to Rudy's. Last segment here with Sherry Cole, Sooners and the Longhorns, coming up at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon in the LNC. Our opening segment with Coach Cole was brought to you by Noble McIntyre at McIntyre Law, the law firm you should turn to for all your personal injury needs. And this is Fifth Quarter, brought to you by Take 5 Oil Change, an oil change so fast you don't even have to get out of your car. Before we talk about Texas, I wanted to quickly peek back at Baylor, because that happened since we last got together. You guys, I thought you played well in that game. You played, it seems like, your best basketball this year against the best teams.
Yeah, ironic, huh? If you could turn that effort around against some of the not top five in the country, the record would be different.
Why do you think that is?
I think maybe a little bit of pressure's off. You feel like, what do I have to lose? Let's go and compete. And then against the others, we got to win this. And you kind of get in your own way. But I thought we battled valiantly against Baylor. They're obviously the biggest team in the country at 6'7", 6'5", 6'3". And that offensive rebounds were a problem for us. I thought our game plan was good. And we did some really, really good things against them. We just had trouble keeping them off the glass.
You also played well against Texas down in Austin, one of the better teams in the country. What do you got to do better this time around to get a victory?
Texas is really talented. They just got upset and will be on point, I'm sure, as they come to Norman. But they have size as well, really strong rebounders. What we did well against them in Austin was alleviate their pressure, a lot of movement away from the ball, good ball movement on the perimeter, a lot of backdoors, attacks. We just were really aggressive offensively, and that's what you have to be against their defense. You got to stop them in transition. You got to keep them off the glass. That's always the recipe for Texas.
There's a play from Tatum Weitenheimer there. You brought her to an event before the season began that I was a part of. It was the first time I had the chance to meet her. And it's been really fun watching her this year. She's just tough and gritty. She does everything pretty well, but she's just tough.
Yeah, and she's going to get so much better. She's struggling a little bit to assimilate as a freshman. Everything from she's a very conscientious student and worries about her workload and her grades, and she made some B's. bees, and she's not used to making bees.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
yeah.
You know, that kind of thing. Just a great kid who really is all in to everything that she does and just has put a little bit of pressure on herself. She'll get better. She's going to have to obviously improve her shooting range and her accuracy, and there, in doing that, it will make the floor game easier for her. It's really hard to run the point guard position when people back up and take away your passing options. So she's got to improve there, but she will. She's tough. She's a winner. She's a confident kid, and she'll turn a corner, and she'll turn it this year. She's just sort of drowning in herself right at the moment, but she'll turn a corner this year, and by next year, she'll be a real fighter for us.
This is great. Everybody needs one of those on your team, though, that will run through a brick wall, and you know they're going to be first on the floor to dive for a loose ball or may go flying over the scores table. She went over the TV booth the other day.
Yeah,
so.
Hops right back up and jumps back out on the floor. She's had a play like that in almost every game that we've had this year. And, you know, it makes me think of Lauren Schausch, who did that for us all the time and was worth her weight in gold because of that. And you do need one, and it's contagious. Other guys go, oh, all right, that looks kind of fun. I'll join in. And one of the things I loved about that play that you just described where she dove over the announcer's table.
Was it
table.
Brenda? I think it was Brenda.
Yeah, Brenda and Ron. Yeah, flew over and was the other four guys on our team that rushed over to help her and pull her out and move on to the next thing. That was just extraordinary championship behavior. I'm really proud of that.
What's it like coaching with Colton this year?
It's great. He's really sharp. Offensively, he does a terrific job of just sensing what the opponent's doing and how we can pick on them and exploit them. And has a great way about him with the kids. That's really probably the best thing. He just has a positive vibe about him and relates well with the kids. And so when, you know, we may be a little bit heavy, I may be a little bit heavy on him, he's coming around behind and picking them back
up.
He's
good cop to your bad cop sometimes.
Yeah, pretty much. It happens.
Does he have leeway to argue with you in a coach's meeting or anything?
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's respectful always, but he's very quick to call me if I'm not right on something or if he thinks there's a better way to do it. He has no problem with that.
Well, that's kind of fun.
No, that's great.
I mean, are you enjoying it? That's
it's the
unique,
best.
Unique setup, you know?
It's the best.
What's
his
future? Does he want to be a head coach someday?
We'll see after this year. I don't know. I don't know. He has a great way about him, and there's a lot of things he could do, and he's got his whole life ahead of him.
Yeah.
But he loves ball. He loves hoop, and he loves helping players get better and teaching them the game, and I think he's gifted in that regard.
All right. If you could pick one thing this week that you got to get better at, and I know the list is long, what's number one on the list, though?
I'm going to say one pass away denials defensively, because that's the source of juice. You know, if an offensive team is able to just pass the ball from point A to point B and move it as they wish, they get really comfortable and they feel good, and then shots have rhythm. And I just think we need to create a little bit more offense out of our defense. And if we would just get up and deny one pass away, and it's not like we don't work on it all the time. We got some folks here that come all the time. They know we do that, work on it. But in games, you tend to pull back, you know. Whatever you do in practice is you're going to do a little bit less of in the game. It's just human nature. And late in that game last night, had we just challenged a couple of one pass away denial situations, they would have never gotten to the ball screens, and some of those things would have been alleviated. So I just think that helps us overall. It helps ignite transition. It makes the opponent second guess what they do, creates maybe some easy baskets for us, and more than anything, just ignite some juice, and that's necessary.
It's so discombobulating when you practice sets in practice, and for this play to work, I got to go hit, the ball's got to go from here to here to there, and then it goes to the post, and then that's how we score. And if the first pass you got to make to start the set, you can't make it, you're like, well, dadgummit. I mean, that in practice, nobody was guarding that man. You know?
Yeah, that does happen sometimes, and it's hard to replicate sometimes what your opponent's like. We're getting ready for Baylor. We don't have anybody in practice that's 6'7" and 6'5", and that is tough. But at the same time, you know, you try to instill those habits that we talk about all the time. You have to work to get open. You're not going to be able to just enter this ball to the wing and then run the set. You're going to have to work to get open. And it's just a hard sell sometimes until experience teaches them that it is a necessity. And that's the section that we're in right now, if you will. I'll call it a quagmire, if you don't mind, where we're trying to
Great word.
Figure out how to do those things intrinsically all the time. Instead of, they'll do them if we're yelling at them or if there's going to be a sprint or a push-up or whatever if you don't do it. They're learning now the connection, why that's so important. And the punishment when you're playing a game is you don't get to win if you don't do those
right.
things. And it's just a little bit, takes a little bit longer to sink in sometimes than this generation is affected by. So we're working on that right now, and we'll dig our way steadily out of the quagmire this week as we host the Longhorns on Saturday. We'll see you guys there. Appreciate you.
You're the best. 3 o'clock Saturday, OU in Texas in the Lloyd Noble Center. Thanks for watching tonight. We'll do it again next week, everybody. Boomer Sooner.
Live at Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, Sooner Sports Talk has been brought to you by Oklahoma Highway Safety Office, who reminds you that together we can end DUI. Rudy's Country Store and Barbecue, proud home of Sooner Sports Talk. And by Bud Light, game day's favorite light lager. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Sooner Sports Network.